Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever.
No, it was awful. I'm Stevie with Tessa Coates.
Yes.
Yes.
And you, the listener.
And you, the listener. Would you like to be our friend? That's great.
That's lucky. Done. This podcast is about how to make friends.
Because it's so easy when you are a little child and you're like, oh, well, you're sat next to me in the sand pit. Would you like to play sand, please? And then they're like, yes. And then you just are best friends.
That's it.
Even when you're at uni, I remember one of the biggest differences when I graduated was like, oh, there aren't, like, new people all the time. Or I don't, like, bump into my friends every 2 seconds. Mm-hmm. And people aren't like, I've brought these five housemates from a house party. Like, oh, everyone's spread out and I don't know how to make friends anymore.
Mm. Well, fact... Mm. An early fact from the University of Norway.
Please.
After the age of 25, that's your cut-off when your friends start to decline.
Good God, that's
rapidly,
depressing.
Which I guess is the point where you've sort of run out of the compulsory, like, and now it's the start of term, and now everyone has to make friends.
Yes.
And now it's this. Like, kindergarten, the whole thing is just make some friends.
I mean, your life is just friend-making.
That's it.
Of course, if you're listening and you're like, I didn't make any friends as a child, we're here for you. At school, I made no friends either, so we can deep dive into that together. But you will, when you look back over your life, there will be certain stages where you're like, well, I was thrown together with a load of people.
Yes.
And then as you get older, you're just not thrown together anymore.
It's lovely to make a friend.
Yeah.
And this is the podcast for you, because I think everybody wouldn't mind one.
Oh, absolutely. I remember when I was like 27 or 26, 27, I was like, I think I've made all the friends that I don't want anymore. But then, you know, you change and grow. And you're like, actually, maybe those friends, you know, have kind of drifted away somewhat, perhaps.
Yes.
And you need to refresh.
Yes.
Have a refresh.
Yes.
Dump all your friends. I'm not saying that. But
yeah, but also do if you fancy.
If your friends are shit,
get a new group. Because you're sort of, you are the person that the closest five people to you. And so if you look at your closest five friends or people,
oh,
and you're like, oh, you're all awful, then you're like, it's a reflection on who you are. So get better people.
One of them's a tortoise.
Yes, I think that reflects quite well.
Okay, great. I was Googling how to make friends, and I accidentally Googled how to make fried potatoes. So throughout, I'll just be throwing in some kitchen tips about how to fry those potatoes in the best way.
We're all excited.
I think it's good to get a bit of variety.
Absolutely. What this podcast needs is more variety.
And more potatoes.
More potato-based cooking.
Yes.
So if you're thinking that you don't have any, you, like, the friend issue is an area of concern for you, then know that you are not alone, and that several people wrote in about, had the guts to write in, to admit that they didn't have any friends and write in to...
Losers.
No. Stevie,
I'm joking.
As in, like, they took it, had enough wherewithal not to be like, oh, I actually don't have enough friends, to be like, and I'm actually going to take a step and write in about this topic. So more than one person did that. And I think everyone thinks, oh, everyone's got loads of friends except me. I'm the only person with no friends.
Yeah.
But I think everybody in the whole world thinks it.
Yes, absolutely. And I, yeah, definitely as well. I know, as we say probably about everything, but social media does
not help.
And it's just, my Instagram is just full of, like, 20 people who've all gone on a walk together. I'm like, I don't know how they've organised that.
Yeah.
I don't think I know 20 people that all know each other that well. And they're all, like, laughing and on bikes. That's a very specific one I'm thinking of. And I think it was, like, a hen do, so I don't think it counts. But, like...
I didn't know anyone there.
No, so. So I didn't want to go anyway. But the idea... But, it, like, on Sundays, I always stay in. And then I, like, look on Instagram and everyone's doing a pub quiz. Everyone's just nipped to their local. Everyone's in the park. And I'm like, oh, I don't have a group of, like, gal pals. I've got lots of different friends that I wrote. But then those people have put it on social media because they're like, oh, wow, look, we're all together. Mm. This never happens. So it's all like a, you know.
Yes.
It's not real.
Yeah.
No one has friends. Their friends are all liars.
Yeah, Instagram is a huge, like, it's like when you were at school and you just thought everyone was at a party without you. But now it's like,
And then the
next day they bring in a photo album and they make you... Oh, they didn't even make you. They just put it in your desk. You don't have to open the photo album.
You obviously do.
And then in the photo album, it's just loads of photos of a party that you weren't at and a series of videos and, like, some jokes that you don't get, but you still, like, really get deep into the joke.
Yes, yes. God, I know so many in-jokes of, like, groups of friends that I've never met. Mm. You're like, oh, she calls her Norman. Yeah. And I don't know why, but it's fun.
Yeah, and even people that you don't even like very much. I recently saw a group of someone, you know, that I literally have never spoken to or thought about for years. And I literally was like, why wasn't I invited on that?
So bad. Also, there's things as well that I find where there'll be, like, someone I know will make an Instagram story hanging out with someone else I know, but I didn't know that they knew each other. Mm. I'm like, well, hang on, they're both my friends. Mm. Like, I didn't know that they knew each other. Yes. If they didn't know, do they know that I know both of them? I could have been a fun addition.
Yes.
Just to that hangout. I feel like everybody is going around to everybody else's for dinner except for me. That is, like, a genuine thing that keeps me
and
up at
night.
And I think
we're going to focus on deeply this topic is you being like, on Sundays I don't leave the house. And you being like, everyone else is at dinner. That maybe you might be, if I may, part of the problem.
Oh, I absolutely am. So, you're not the first to say that. No. I isolate myself massively that I get sad because no one's hanging out
with
me.
Exactly. So, like, no one's invited you, but you also haven't invited anyone.
Absolutely not.
So you haven't had a dinner party.
Oh, but I don't have a table
in my flat.
Yeah, but
enough, Stevie. You can... easily make burritos.
No, what?
If not, or fried potatoes.
Fried potatoes. I fully agree. In the last sort of year, I've made a conscious effort to. I actually don't have dinner parties because I don't like hosting dinner parties, and that took a lot of university dinner parties crying with anxiety because I just was like, but now I've really started to, like, genuinely be like, would you like to hang out? Let's go for it, or whatever. Mm. And I think that is, and I like doing that, and it's so much nicer. But
what was your dinner party anxiety about?
Oh, I don't like cooking even for myself.
Right, okay.
So, I feel like if I want to have a social evening, I don't want to do all the admin. Like, I want to come and help a bit. Like, everyone can help a bit. If everyone brings a pot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And but also, I've got some friends that genuinely love hosting. Mm. Like, my friend Tom... Every time we meet, like, come around for dinner, and I'm like, you always have me for dinner, that's not fair. And then I'm like, I will cook you dinner because you've cooked me so many dinners. And he's like, no, I actually just really like it. So you're like, well, if you like it and that's, like, a genuinely nice night for you, then absolutely, I'll bring a bottle, I'll make a little thing and bring it along to add to it, or, like, you know, I'll come and help you cook. But I'm not good at cooking, and I'm not good at cooking for big numbers.
What's this? What's the little thing that you've brought?
Hummus.
I knew it was going to be.
There's a Tesco around the corner of the house, and I get hummus.
Yeah, Stevie gestured to her hands like it was a haddock paste or something for a dip.
Baba ganoush.
Perhaps a baba ganoush. I was like, 100% I'll be a...
Tesco bought hummus.
A Tesco
and occasionally some crisps with it.
Possibly. No. If you're feeling racy.
Absolutely. Before we get so into, why I don't have dinner parties, but also friendship, what's the adult thing that you've done this week? So we just get it out of the way and get into our friends.
Oh, mine is, I've received many messages saying it had to be, is me doing the splits.
Yes.
At Christmas, everybody was chose a challenge.
Yeah.
To perform whatever.
In the world, or was that your friendship group?
My many, many friends, Stevie. Yes. My neighbours.
Oh. Yep.
My neighbours at home, who we've known since I was 6.
Great.
And we have Christmas and Easter with them. And at Christmas, we said everybody pick a a challenge.
By Easter.
And at Easter you have to perform it. Which was, I think, off the back of our podcast that was about setting goals. It had to be time specific, they had to be achievable, they had to be a thing, people had to know about them. So it wasn't enough just some people were like, I'm going to do a backflip. And you're like, that is dumb.
Yeah, you
and
won't.
No. They had to be like, and someone was like, I'm going to write a novel. And you're like, how about you just bring us the blurb?
Yeah, from the write novel. A blurb, yeah.
Just say what it might be about. Mm. And then I wanted to do the box splits, the side splits, which I still have not truly achieved.
You can do though, yeah.
I can't.
You will be able to at some point.
Yes, I will. I'm still getting there, but Easter. But I have managed to do... That is further than I've ever been able to do.
It's excellent.
Thank you so much.
And also,
if you'd like to come and find me on Instagram, at Wheat Pray Love, I think I'll put up... Don't come if you don't want to, but if you would like to learn, I might do some Instagram stories about what things I found helpful.
Great. I'd say do an Instagram post, because that story will vanish.
Thank you.
Okay. And it should stay.
Okay. No? Okay, I'll do a post.
Because you could do like... You could do like a number of pictures, and one is like your first go, and then the second one is the final splits.
Yes.
And then you could have like one of those captions about it. People are like, things I've learned. And then people will be really engaged.
Okay, thank you.
And it'll stay for everybody. Yes, absolutely.
What's yours?
My other thing is, I don't spend a lot of money on clothes. I'd say when I go to Zara, I'm like, whoa, hello. I had a real Primark problem throughout my entire 20s. And then I was And I was like, I quite like Zara. But I'm very much like charity shops, Zara... And what other place? Monkey. But I haven't really been buying lots of clothes. It's got hot. Don't know if anyone notices. It's got summer. Summer's happening. I don't like summer. Now I love summer. Don't like the clothes still.
Struggling
with the clothes. Was out the other night. A friend was like, my friend runs this really cool, but quite pricey, but you've got to pay for quality, really great summer clothes. Went on the website. I'm not going to say what it is because I'm just about to sort of trash it. Went on. Bought a sort of like a hospital gown. But it is nice. It is really nice. It's like a patterned, basically it's like floaty patterned dress.
Lovely.
That you just pop on. I'm going to look like a fashion person.
Great.
But also I don't have to worry about like what I'm wearing. I'm not going to say how much it was, but it wasn't not £80.
Right.
I nearly had a breakdown when I bought it. I think that's the most I've spent on clothes in my life, apart from maybe a coat now and then. It arrived. I opened it. I put it on, I was like, this is amazing, and then a button fell off.
Right.
And so what I'm trying to say is, I don't know what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
I tried to be adult, and sometimes it blows up in your face, but you have to learn from it, which is that...
What have you learned?
I've learned that spending a lot of money on clothes doesn't automatically mean quality.
Okay.
I learned that with beauty products when I was a beauty journalist. I was like, well... And then I just got like rashes everywhere all over my face. It's like, oh, go back to the foundation that you like. It's not always money. The best concealer is a collection 2001. It's $3.99. You're welcome. But with clothes, I've been like, yeah, but expensive clothes. But they are made by the same sort of people that make everything else. So haven't managed to post it because that will be my next adult thing. I went to the post office because whenever I go to the post office, I'm like, oh, smashing it. It's quite a simple thing to do. But...
Next week. I'm already excited to tell you my adult thing because it's about the postal service.
Great, okay.
I'm absolutely chomping at the
bit. I don't think we've ever done a preview of next week's.
I know, never done a preview. Honestly, on the way here, I was like, God, oh boy. And it's literally, I can't even tell you until next time.
Well, you've got to listen to next week's episode. Stay tuned for our postal service chat.
Really exciting.
Just kicked a shelf. Right, okay.
Friendship. More from the University of Norway.
Oh, really?
Hello, care. That's hello in Norwegian.
Is it?
No. Could be, though.
Could be. Anyone listening who's Norwegian...
Hello to all our Norwegian fans.
And sorry. And can you tweet us with what hello is? I could Google it. It'd be nicer if you tweet us. At NobodyPanicPod.
They found that loneliness to be a crippling problem among the over 25s. Particularly among everybody, and that many young people describe their lack of friends as an area of real concern.
That's sad.
Isn't it sad? So
very few sort of numbers, very few hard statistics in that as a finding. Which is like, loneliness is bad, and quite a lot of people feel
simply,
that it's also sad. Thanks, Norway.
Thank you, Norway.
Or should I say, tack, because that's Swedish. It's Swedish. Or Danish.
Look... That whole area, the Netherlands. Thank you for joining us.
Tessa does some research.
My point My point was, well, I was less excited about how many it was.
No, I know.
And more that, like, my point was, like, oh, everyone can feel a bit less alone in their, like, oh, my goodness, how embarrassing to admit you don't have any friends.
Oh, God, it's so embarrassing. I completely understand, yes.
My point is, like, oh, everybody cites their, like, a, you know...
Yeah, we're very sociable creatures. Even if you're shy and you're like, well, I'm not because I can't talk to anybody, you might feel a bit bad about that because you innately need social connection. You need to feel like you're part of a community. Mm-hmm. You need to feel like you, other people have got your back. Like in the olden times, you would have like a big family and the whole village would all club together to like raise the children and to take an equal share in running of the village. And now we're like... You know, I don't leave the house on a Sunday. So
exactly. What's
happened to my village, basically? Mm-hmm. We all need to kind of feel like we have people who will go, oh, I wonder what Stevie's up to. You know, I wonder if she's okay. I haven't seen her for 7 years. And then it turns out, you know, I've died. Say.
Yes, everybody fears, what is the documentary called? Vibrant Young Woman.
Sociable.
Sociable?
Great.
No.
Not really.
A young woman has a heart attack.
Oh.
They didn't find her for 3 years.
That's absolutely harrowing.
Yeah, the television was still on.
That's okay.
So in the documentary, it's about like how she was not estranged from her family, but like they didn't see her very often. They lived in another country.
Right.
A lot of people who were like, oh, I would have considered her my friend... Because you didn't see her very regularly. You're like,
I guess she just doesn't want to be my friend anymore.
Yeah, but they just sort of like, oh, she's probably fine. Because she was
right.
Always like, because she was the sort of person who like went travelling and then was like, I'm off, I'm back.
An independent woman.
An independent person who just like had these different separate groups and nobody ever thought to check.
See, so there was actually a dark side to the Destiny's Child song Independent Woman Part 2.
You can be too independent.
You can be too independent because you might die and be there for 3 years and no one will know. All my ladies.
Yeah, where are all my ladies?
Where are all my ladies? Please. Hope they've not had heart attacks. We'll throw your hands up.
If you can still put your hands up if you haven't had a heart attack. So I think, message number one.
Jesus Christ.
Even though it's obviously going to be about how you personally can make more friends.
Yeah.
With the friends that you already have.
Do check in.
Check in on everybody. And, you know, be the, rather than being like, how will people invite me to the park? Be like, I should invite someone else to the park.
Right.
You know, try and be the friend you wish you had, check in on everyone.
Now I will counter that with a lot of pan fried potatoes taking way longer than they should, because you're first asked to boil the potatoes then chop and fry them, but actually if you just thinly slice them you can just choose the best oils and go straight in for frying. Right, now for friendship.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay, so I read quite a lot, you know, I read one article that I thought was really good. No, I read a few things. And I think because we feel like it's quite, not we, but one feels like it's quite lame to be like, oh, I don't have any friends, what do I do? You sort of want the friends to come to you. You don't have to go and find them. So you're like, oh God, now I'm a lame person trying to find friends. If you had to like remove that out of your brain,
mm-hmm.
and treat it, I suppose, like if you were single and you're like, oh, I'd quite like to have a boyfriend, you can't then go, oh, I'll just sit in my house all day and just hope a boyfriend turns
exactly.
up. You have to, like, go out and do stuff.
Or a job, or anything.
Or a job. Have a job. First, have a job. So let's say you're kind of like, okay, I do want to meet more people. Maybe you're in a new city. Maybe you've just let it slip, or maybe you've looked around at your work colleagues and gone, right, well, is this my gang now? Because they're rubbish.
Your dog shit.
Your dog shit. You don't have to actually make... Yeah.
Keep your thing in your mind, though.
Yep.
Her name was Joyce Carol Vincent. I just wanted to tell you her name.
Joyce Carol Vincent. Look her up. Watch that documentary. She died. Rest in peace.
Yes. It's called Dreams of a Life.
God, that's so sad. Right. So
but luckily she wasn't any pain.
Joyce could have... No, let's not make the podcast about what she...
No, I just wanted to tell you her name.
I was going to, but no. So have a think about the sort of people that you would like to meet. So if you are somebody who... I don't know, like, if you're somebody that's quite introverted and shy, like, would you like to meet someone similar to you that then you don't feel like, ooh, you're not frightened of? If you just want to laugh, if you want to meet somebody that has the same interests as you that you can, like... So say if you love films, like, do you want to meet someone that you can, like, go and see films with or whatever? Like, so think about the sort of things that you would ideally like and be quite broad... You have to write it down. If you want to, you can write it down. And then you think about the sort of places that you would meet that person. Mm-hmm. So, again, not in your living room, obviously. But say if you, if you want to meet creative people who you want to make stuff with, funny people or whatever, then you could do, like, improvised comedy, a little class. Or you could do, like, a writer's workshop. Or you could do, like, you know, if you want to meet, like, bookish people, then, genuinely look at things like book clubs and talks from authors or, you know, like, Waterstones do, like, readings. And then that also can dictate as well, not just, because, you know, obviously, basically, that's, like, a very long-winded way of going, like, why don't you join a club? But that's a horrible way of saying it, but, like, there are other ways that you can connect with people. You connect with people online in, like, forums, follow certain people on, like, Twitter. Think of the things that you love to do, and there are loads of ways that you can reach people that love to do that as well. And immediately it won't be like, oh, I just go there and everyone's my friend, but you'll enjoy doing the thing. Then the chances are you are more open to then hanging out with people.
Yes, you have to put this out a little bit into the universe.
Yes,
in this, like, it is not going to happen. Nothing you want, friendship, anything, or a place with anything you want in the world, nothing's going to happen from your living room.
Yes.
You do have to go out there and find it. And even if, like, that first place that you went, it wasn't it, maybe you meet somebody there who says, why don't you try this thing? And then from there, and it's a stepping stone, and, like, you know, the first thing isn't going to be the best one, it's going to be 10 down the road. But in order to get to 10, you have to do number one.
Yes, and it's frightening as well, because it's the same as dating, or it's the same as anything. Like, you know, you might feel like, what if they don't want to hang out? I'm weird. Like, what if they... Everyone will have a social situation that they feel like, oh, I don't know if I should be here. And you just have to push through that, because nothing's going to get better. You're not going to make friends if you're so terrified of rejection that you don't make the first move. Like, that you don't put yourself in situations where you can meet people. People are so open to meeting people because everyone's very lonely.
Yes.
And so social media is going to feel like we're socialising when we're not. It, like, tricks you into socialising. Mm-hmm. Like I'm saying about my Sunday days in. I can be chatting to people all the time on WhatsApp, and I often do. But I'm not face-to-face with those people. And then when I look at the amount of times I'm actually face-to-face with my friends, it's actually a surprisingly low amount. And I think it's good. It's a good starting point. Social media is a good starting point, but that's not enough. So if you're, like, interacting a lot on social media and you're like, I don't know why I'm lonely. You're lonely because you're lonely, because you are alone doing that. There's a screen there. You're basically interacting with your phone. Always season with rosemary, salt and pepper. Then you can add some fun stuff, but start with that.
Okay. I've got something to say about clubs.
Yes.
I like people very much.
Okay.
And have been very lucky to have many nice friends. And I'm fairly personable, like people. And I rate myself good value.
You sound great.
I'm fun. I danced in the opening ceremony of the Olympic Games.
Oh, yes.
We rehearsed for 6 months every weekend. I did not speak to a soul.
Right. That does go against what you just said.
No, exactly. So my point is how hard it is to... someone once described me as a grower, not a shower, which is a penis thing, but I thought was about plants. I thought it was about plants that were a bit late. But right. Also is me all over. Like, I'm not good right at the top. I'm not an immediately impressive. I'm not a shower.
Yeah.
I am, like, after a while, people...
I feel like you have to feel comfortable within the group in order to show.
In order to show, yeah. Someone who I would, you know, confident, I do need, you know, to be coaxed out of my shell.
Yeah, it's fine.
And I didn't... I remember just not speaking to anybody. Literally, I remember us being, like, in the stadium and then somebody being like...
Who are you?
Who's that? Like, on dance day. No, like, literally 3 days before, I remember, like, finally cracking out my jokes. And right. I remember everyone being like, which group were you in before? And I was like, I've always been...
Yours.
Always
that's yours.
Been right.
I've just been dancing next to you.
Eventually, I just had to admit, I just had to, like, double down, pretend that I'd been in a different group and had recently moved.
That's so
because
funny.
Nobody knew me. It took me so long. So what I'm saying is, I absolutely feel your pain if you are somebody who is not good at being fun at the top. And then the clubs thing is that I did do improv, and I also went to circus school, and I was so bad when other better, good admin people were like, hey, it takes such a lot of balls to be the first person to be like, hey guys, should we go to the pub after this?
Oh,
like,
God, I'd never be that person. But sometimes I want, even when I want to, I'm like, I hope someone else says it.
Yeah, exactly.
Because like, I want to.
What if nobody says? So it's so strong to be okay if no one says yes, and also just to confidently say it. Anyway, everyone always did it.
And you didn't
I'm
go.
Like, no!
Right, so again, what I'm saying is, I think maybe this is a case that all of the stories you're telling me do dictate.
These are the stories of a very shy...
A very shy person doesn't feel like they can talk to people before. Not shy, but like maybe there's lots of... Because you know, you're not just shy or you're confident. There's a whole spectrum of things. So there could be... There's obviously a very specific reason, because they're two very similar things. You've chosen to do an activity that's quite fun and cool you've always wanted to do, and then you have both times not spoken to anybody and not interacted. Or tried to be friends with anybody.
Yes.
So that will be like a whole... I can't tell you why that happened, but there will be a reason why that happened, that you will have a... You'll have a thought in your brain, subconsciously or consciously, that is like, oh, I can't really because... Or I can't really assert myself into this.
Yeah, I think it was like, oh, everybody's already friends.
Yes, that's, I think, the most common one. Like, the thing is that... People may already know each other, but actually all it is they've just spoken to each other. So all you have to do is just speak to them and just make force yourself to do that first thing of like, oh, hey, what, like, you know, how did you hear about this? Or like, I want to do the splits. What's your thing?
Yeah.
And then you don't have to do it again because you've done that first one. But if you don't, then you get to this point where it's like, yeah, there's like four lessons in and you're like, nobody knows my name.
Yeah, and it's too late now.
It's too late. You're like, yeah, can I come for a drink? Like, who is she?
Who's that?
You can't
get over that initial
it's
hurdle.
It's not the end of the world. Yeah, because it is always weird when you're at like a, oh God, there's like network events and things like that, and you have to be like, ah, ha, 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 oh, and what do? And then you realise that it is like Freshers Week. Everyone feels the same. Everyone in life feels like when you're in a situation and someone goes like, oh, hey, so did you go to the show just then? Or, oh, cool, so are you here for the... Nobody goes like, what are you doing? Everyone's just like, oh, this person is being chatty and friendly. And that, you know, you will get a variety of responses, and the trick is to not... If you get one person that goes like, yeah, and then just leaves you... You don't go like, oh my God, it's me, I'm weird. They're weird. Whenever I'm in a situation and someone comes up to me and like tries to make conversation or is friendly, I never think they're weird. I'm always like, oh, thank God. Like, now I'm one of the people that's made friends. Yeah. And I didn't even have to do anything. So you're like helping that other person. If you're going to a club or a thing, what do you think everyone else is going there for? They're going there to obviously do the thing, but they're also doing it because it's a sociable situation.
Otherwise they'd be learning at home on YouTube alone.
Yeah, exactly. We are so frightened of people not liking us and not liking us approaching their space that we just don't do it. And we actually... Everyone appreciates it. Everyone's got their own shit going on. And if someone's been weird because you've interacted with them, it's probably their stuff.
Yeah.
It's not because you've interacted with them. And also, like, if you feel embarrassed or you feel nervous making conversation or making small talk, that's a big part of how, if you're in with making friends. We have an episode that is, I think it's called How to Talk to People. And that has loads of tips that I thought were quite helpful about how to do that first bit when you're, so say, you know, you're at a thing and there are people there and you don't know them. What do you say? Like, what's the first... How do you get through that, like, annoying, awkward, small topic until you're like, what are your hopes and dreams? Or, like, you know, whatever. In terms of, like, making friends and stuff, I've got a friend who's very, very sociable and very good with people. And I would just emulate him. And I noticed that he would do a thing when he met a new person. He would, you know, there'd be like a small, like, so how do you know so-and-so, or like whatever. And then he'd get very quickly to, like, he'd say something quite funny and personal about his life, like something silly that he did, mm-hmm. something, a story, like, I just got a text from something you'll never guess. And then you, immediately that person is like, you've confided in them, and it's just a silly anecdote that he might have told loads of people, but it doesn't matter because that person feels like, oh, I've just jumped the annoying, awkward small talk layer, yeah. and now I'm talking about something that I understand, which is that, like, what, your friend is cheating on this friend? No! Or you're messaging a guy that you want to date, he's like, not text you back, what do you do? I can offer advice for that. Like, it's a fun kind of immediate thing.
A terrible memory is surfacing.
Oh no, Tess is having a meltdown. Okay, come on, let's go.
Okay. Okay, I'm out of do, yeah. and I'm talking to a boy, and I was actually trying to make him feel included.
Yes. Oh, no. I'm so sad about what this is going to be.
I told him, I said, oh, my God, can I tell you an amazing sex story I just heard from somebody else at this party? And told him a sex story about him.
No, so he was the subject
yes.
of the thing.
Yes.
No.
Yes. Yes.
Right. Okay. Don't let yes. that deter you from doing that, because I've never heard of that. Just be, oh my God, that's awful. Did he go, yeah, that was me?
No. My friend Louise across the room started, like, really signalling.
Oh my God.
That I should definitely stop. Abort this story.
Did you?
No. I think I convinced myself that it was ambiguous enough that it wasn't definitely him.
Right, okay,
but
yeah.
I think it was.
Like, he may know that it was. Right, okay. Yeah.
So don't do that.
Go for something that definitely
something
is
like
not the
neutral.
Person.
It's like,
it's definitely about somebody that you know, have seen with your eyes,
yeah,
and it's not the person
story
you're talking.
And it's definitely not about them.
Yes. But I think the crucial thing is that, like, if you're not making friends, that you have to look at why. Because if you really look inside yourself, you know why. Either it is you are isolated, you're living at home with your parents, and you're
yes.
not getting out enough. You're in a town or village where it's very difficult for you to, like, socialise normally. So in which case, yeah, you have to start thinking, right, do you move? It feels like a big ask to be like, yeah, move house if you don't have enough friends. But it's not really, because friends are so important. And feeling lonely, it causes health problems. It just makes you sad. So if you are feeling isolated, you have to move yourself into a position where you're not isolated. Mm-hmm. And also, look at the friends that you do have. Because there might be, I've always found that I'll be like, I don't have any friends. And then I'm like, oh, well, there's that person that I haven't actually seen in ages, but I really got on with her. There may be people from your sort of relatively recent past that you can then go like, oh God, I totally forgot that I went to that thing and went to that party and there was that girl who was really fun and we swapped numbers and then I never got in touch with her because I just forgot because I'm strong or something. Friends of friends are really good. So if you have just like a couple of friends and you're like, I want to expand my friendship circle, encourage the friend to have a party. Have a party yourself and be like, bring loads of people. Like, it'd be like
an
a
amazing
thing
to do. I once went to one of these. Is somebody hosted a thing where she invited 10 friends and all the friends had to bring somebody that no one else had ever met.
That's fun and
yeah.
organised.
Very organised, mm. but lovely do.
Yes, lovely.
Very nice.
Because everyone knows where they're there.
Everyone knows where they're there.
But it's not like a friend date. It's like, oh, this would be a fun thing to, like those supper clubs and like, and now everyone stand up and move around and sit next to someone else. And
yeah.
I've only been to one and I nearly like killed the person who said it. It was like, I have come with my friend. I am not moving, but actually it turned out it was a lovely night.
Why didn't you want to move?
When you're not there for that, it's quite, oh shit, I wasn't prepared. I'd come with somebody and we were having a catch up and they're my safety, because I'm not very good at that sort of stuff. And I had to really like push myself and I wasn't really ready. And then it was like, and go. But what I'm saying is it was really good. So it
yes.
feels frightening when it happens, when someone goes, and go, change. And you're like, no, I don't know who you are. What if you're shit? What if I'm shit? Well, what if we don't get on? What if, And then you just realise that it's like everyone's trying and everyone's like, oh, so what do you do? And you're like, great, I can do this. This is fine.
Yeah, yeah,
this
yeah.
is easy. Because actually it's so much easier to talk to people than we think it is in our brains. We think we're so weird and odd and we're going to say weird things. But there's very few like ways you can absolutely, completely derail an entire conversation so badly that it will never go right. And if you do, that's just one time, move on to the next one.
And also, I think even if you are weird, like, I would talk to anybody who was passionate about anything.
Yes.
Even yes. one of those people who like to like dress up as an animal and have those orgies in public.
I mean, I'd absolutely love to talk to
those people. I've got a lot of questions.
Yeah.
And like,
just ask questions. That's the thing. And that's the thing that we talked about in there, how to talk to people. Like, it's all about asking questions and being interested in the other person. And if you align yourself in a position where you're able to be around people and then you ask questions, you're interested in all of those people, then you get to find out which of those people you get on with best. And then you also get to learn about people, and then you also don't feel like, oh, I'm just not saying, I haven't said anything witty, I haven't said anything yet. You don't have to.
No.
You just have to be interested.
I was just going to ask, like, specific questions, because if you just say to somebody, like,
sorry, you can hear my tortoise walking around in the background, but
she's had an absolute whale at the time.
Yeah.
You know, if you just say to someone, like, so how's work? They're like, their reaction would be like, okay, well, big breath while I tell you some stuff about work. But if you can be nice and specific and be like, oh, how is that boss that you were saying was a nightmare?
Yes.
Or like, how did that project go? Or like did you manage
do you
to get...
like the thing that you do? Like, if you don't know them, you're like, what do you do? And then, like, my second question is always like, and do you love that? Like, or is there something else that you want to do? And then you get into interesting avenues. And
yeah,
then
but it's basically the ones that are like, what kind of music are you into? You're like, you don't care the answer. And like, it's such a
And then also then you feel like you've asked a really boring question.
Yeah. Example. Basically, like, try and steer away from, like, questions the hairdresser might ask you, because there is a reason people don't like talking at the hairdressers, because the questions are, are you going away somewhere? And you're like, I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah,
because
why?
I have to explain so much of my... So I just make stuff up always.
I do, I really
do. Because it's like going to Greece, actually. Yeah. You can be quite macky about if, like, so say at work you've got a gang of cool people that you want to get in on.
Yeah.
You can be relatively Machiavellian in your, like, okay, here I go to, like, infiltrate the group. So, like, you know, get yourself, I was going to be like, sidle up.
Don't sidle, crab walk.
Crab walk over.
Get your pincers
out.
You
can be like, okay, I would like to make friends with this group. And obviously they are not, if there are new people at work, be nice and go and invite them to the pub, for God's sake. If the people have not done that to you, you know, get chatting in the kitchen, then be like, oh, maybe do you want to go for a drink after work? Be like, be open and be like, make it the task to learn something about that person that you
That's
otherwise would never have known.
Yeah, like, try and learn, like, yeah, it's sort of like interview technique as well when you're a journalist. When I was first starting out, all my questions would be like what I thought a journalist would ask, so then all the answers would be boring and generic. And then when you ask the questions that actually Stevie wants to know, like, so, you know, if it's like, I don't know, a medical person's like, yeah, like, you want to know the kind of the gross stuff. You want to know the stuff that's like, and have you ever made a mistake? Like, have you ever, like, how do you deal when, like, you have to tell someone bad news? Like, how bad is that? Like, those are actually the good questions. And those questions that make you go like, oh, I want to ask that, but I don't know if I should, always ask them.
I met a detective recently.
I mean, that's excellent.
I know. So, obviously, I was
What's your best crime?
Yeah.
Like, are you married to the job? Do you use, like, string on a notice board with loads of pictures?
Yeah. What's your best cold case that ruined you? Like, what? I was literally biting my tongue, being like,
how many bodies have you seen?
How many bodies? Like, obviously, this poor man gets this shit
job.
All the time.
Yes,
he does
not
want to talk about it.
Yeah.
And I think I went in backwards by asking, do you find it a nightmare watching detectives on the telly?
That is interesting,
And he was like, oh, and like banged the table and was like, yes. And so that, then once he was off, I was like, and then the body?
And the, is the body count similar
and
to the TV? And do you
had
see
a lot
it
of murders
with your eyes?
And could you tell me an unsolved one on the best... what's the best twist you've ever had?
What's the best twist you've ever had?
I was beside myself.
I love that.
To one of the two things.
We'll just very quickly, because we are sort of coming to the end, you have to basically, in a large skillet of a medium high heat, you heat the oil first.
It's a surprise every time.
You slice them thinly. You cook undisturbed until they're golden and crusty underneath. That's 4 to 5 minutes. You flip the potatoes over, cook them until they're golden on the other side, 4 to 5 minutes more, then you add your seasoning, then serve warm.
Thank you.
That's and now I'm done with the potatoes.
Well, it was absolutely fantastic. I loved it.
Absolutely. So I think the take home is you just need to put yourself in situations where you can make friends. You need to have listened to the How to Talk to People episode, because it's got loads of good, like, you know, getting through that small talk thing. And also, don't feel weird for feeling lonely, because it's very, very normal. But you just have to realise that it is something that you can sort out, and you should sort out if you can, because I think it's very important that we feel like we have people around us that are the supporters and are nice and build us up and all of that stuff. And if you don't have that, then you deserve that. So you should do all you can to get that. Because I think people like do go to such lengths to get like a partner, like a boyfriend or a girlfriend, but then they don't go to as much lengths to get friends. You're like,
and in many ways, your friends will be.
They'll be around.
Well, way out last
when Jonathan's
plot.
Gone.
Yeah.
Just keeping the sort of theme that Jonathan
if you are
appears.
Called Jonathan, we're so sorry.
Yeah, we've really laid into you, but it's like, I feel like so many people are called Jonathan that it's fine. And yeah, hopefully, I just hope that the fried potatoes thing helped, because if anything, like, they're delicious. And a really nice treat. But if you have any other tips or have any thoughts about future podcasts, podcast episodes, not like full podcasts, then please email us, nobodypanicpodcast@gmail.com.
Or if you want to send us a podcast that you like.
Yeah, actually a good one, yeah. Oh my God, I've been listening to Getting Curious, Jonathan Van Ness one.
I asked him if he wanted to come on the podcast.
I've probably got a lot on. I love it so much. It's yeah. just great. I listen to it all the time. He's just so great. Also, I love how like, yeah, he, like, talks over everybody. He's not, like, the best interviewer. He's, like, you interviewing somebody, not you, Tessa, but, like, one... Like, he's all of us. He's all of us getting overexcited about things.
He's coming to London in October.
Yeah, he's doing a show, isn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, it's going to be so great. Okay, great. Tweet me, at StevieM, the S is a 5.
I'm at Tessa Coates.
If you like the podcast, do tell some people about it. That'd be really nice.
Use that as the way to make friends.
Use that as a way to make friends. But, yeah, hopefully that helped. And we're your friends. And... bye! Great sign off for me.
Bye!
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Lucy Beaumont.
And guess what? I'm Sam Campbell.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, you might enjoy our podcast. It's called Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.
We have a podcast and it might be, I probably don't want to sound, you know, like I'm bragging, but it's dynamite. It is electric. It's high voltage. And please, we really need you to listen. You don't understand how much we need this.
Is it on all the platforms?
Oh, it absolutely is. But yeah, this one's out now. Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.